possibly because of the prayers of our 9 p.m. Central Standard Time Rosary group. Souls in purgatory are literally coming out of our historic Tomball where my wife and I live. Let me tell you a little bit about the history of Tomball. So in the 1830s, settlers began coming here. Around the 1900s, it got its name. Then in the 1930s, they found an oil field somewhere around here. And then the boom really started happening. We have lived here for the last 7 years. We have loved it. There are several zip codes that belong to Tomball. And we are right now in historic downtown Tomball. It's a cute little town in Northwest Houston. And some days ago, they began demolishing a furniture store right next to the historic Pickleman, which is one of kind of the landmarks of the city. And they found underneath some abandoned headstones, which could be a cemetery. Now, sometimes it's a case that they discard headstones that have been misused or have errors in it, and they use it for other types of building. But what my wife and I believe it is that we have been praying for our local souls in purgatory. And because of that, they found the cemetery. Now, the mystic Blessed Anne Catherick Emmerich found similar things. Whenever she would pray for the souls in purgatory, there was a particular cemetery that she would do so. She would say that as those souls would be purified, the cemetery itself would become more beautiful. Flowers would begin to grow. You could see how grace would affect the physical layout of that cemetery. My wife and I experienced that as well in a hidden cemetery about 15 minutes from our house. We began visiting it, praying for it. Next thing we knew, they had built a beautiful black fence. They had restored it and they had established it even more so as a historical landmark. What's the lesson here? Wherever it is that you are living, God has planted you for some reason, not just for the conversion of the living, not just for the sanctification of your family, but for you to pray for the citizens that have lived there ever since its founding. Here in historic Tomball, people have been living here for 150 years. That's a lot of souls in purgatory that could be there that have been forgotten that no one is praying for. And when you pray for these souls in purgatory, they will make it known that they have been found. They will give signs such as this, but they could even bring about graces by praying for your city now that they are higher in purgatory or even in heaven. My friends, this is just one of the beautiful little signs that we get when we pray for the souls in purgatory. You will get some like these as well. Please share this video, subscribe and like, and support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.